about a health service a la carte? It's called Health Bar. That's BAAR, a new health services startup right here in West Michigan in Grand Rapids, working to help the West Michigan community, that's us, open back up safely in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic. Grand Valley grad, business owner, and founder of the Health Bar, Nate Barr, on the line. Good morning to you, Nate.
Morning, Shelley. Thank you.
Well, Grand Valley did you well. You got your master's from Grand Valley, and here you are off and running with your business. And I have a feeling the BAAR in Health Bar is because there's a Nate BAAR, huh?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, it's a fun play on my last name, but it does describe our concept of services as well.
What is this concept of services, Nathan?
Yeah, what we're looking to do is to provide kind of local companies an opportunity to work with our team and kind of pick and choose in a way. You know, ordering off of a bar is, you know, what services they want. And we're wanting to provide services that allow them to open back up in the midst of this pandemic safely. A lot of services are offered as packages, or you order one thing and you get it all. Our concept is, we want to provide you exactly what you need, no more, have very transparent communication and pricing, and to make it very simple and easy for the company.
It's like you pay for what you get, right?
Exactly, yes.
So again, right on your website, thehealthbar with two A's, .com, where, yes, health services a la carte. So let's discuss. I trust most of this is virtual at this point.
Yeah, so we actually can do virtual meetings with companies and do consultations with them if they're trying to develop a back-to-work plan. We also do offer on-site services. And, you know, in those interactions, obviously, going along with the social distancing and other protective efforts that need to be done with in-person interactions nowadays, but doing on-site assessments, and then based on those assessments, developing operational plans with that company on their best way to operate. And then also we go as far as providing temperature and employee screening services that are carried out by local registered nurses and nurse practitioners. So very high level and high quality screening.
Yep. Again, website offering temperature screening. And then, this is going to be the new thing. Workplace evaluation, social distancing. How will this work?
Yeah, each work site's different. And so there are a lot of plans that are out there that kind of provide general guidelines. But what we would like to do is come into your workspace, see how your normal day-to-day operations take place or would take place, and then provide recommendations on what would be best practices related to abiding by the CDC guidelines and social distancing standards, and to really tailor that plan to your specific business, not just provide you kind of a cookie cutter outline, but really helping you apply those guidelines to your space.
I see there are options of purchasing branded PPEs to help teams stay safe.
Yeah, one of the things that's big today is and maybe, you know, for the foreseeable future is the wearing of face masks, especially in confined spaces. So we know that PPE can be hard to come by depending on, you know, what business you operate and what connections you may have. So we want to make that easy for you in the workplace and provide you a supply line for those masks. But then also provide, if it's a reusable mask, kind of that cloth mask, an option to have that mask branded with your company's branding. As a nice, fun aspect. There's not a lot of fun things about what's going on today, so we wanted to incorporate some, branding and marketing and some pride in the company you're working for.
Yes, talking about a healthcare a la carte business, Health Bar, new health services startup here in Grand Rapids with our proprietor, Nathan Barr, on the line, owner. Boy, you also are available for crisis consultations. Tell me about this.
Special offerings that we have, and knowing that because of this crisis that's going on, the pandemic, that it adds a lot of stress and tension and fear and anxiety in the workplace. And not everybody may be on their best game. So one of the things that we can offer is assistance in working through some of those critical conversations, managing those conversations in a productive and fruitful way. So then that way, tensions don't rise as you're in that more kind of that heightened awareness state, and anxiety and tensions are high.
Oh, boy, there's a whole infection prevention package as well.
Yeah, one of the, you can have a workplace that's designed appropriately and spaced appropriately, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. The other puzzle is you need to have, you know, appropriate hand washing stations or alcohol-based hand sanitizer appropriately placed to make sure that your maybe general eating space is designed well, that people aren't using communal water fountains and so certain things like that, making sure that you're abiding by certain cleaning schedules and using the right products to clean your area so that you know that when employees come back to work operationally, it will be feasible and safe, but then also your cleaning practices will be kind of up to par with what's necessary to kill certain viruses.
Cool. I'm on our team, Passion Behind the Business, and there you are up close and personal, Nathan. What I like is obviously you've got owner sense, business sense, but your background in nursing.
Yes, yeah. So I'm a registered nurse over 10 years, and it's really helped form a perspective of what true, you know, needs an individual has in an acute care setting. But then what are some of those needs potentially outside of the hospital? And so really it's taking that medical experience and translating it into more of a business environment and offering that perspective where one may not have been previously. So really helping to stand by and guide those businesses we partner with, not just in setting up these programs, but then also to provide a really different perspective from a medical clinician that allows them to have that reassurance that the information that they're getting and what they're being advised is accurate and consistent with what we would be considering in a healthcare setting.
Well, a great team you have with registered nurses and certainly nurse practitioners and into their career and bright smiley faces, but there's work to do for sure. All right, Nathan, how do we find out more information?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about our services, you can visit our website at thehealthbar.com, and you can send us an email, and we will respond with necessary information and walk you through the process.
Great. All right. Stay the course. Thanks for helping out our West Michigan, and congratulations on yet another Laker doing good. Nathan Barr, owner of Health Bar. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.